That's correct.
In other words, what Rashi's saying in Dibur Maaseh Ve'Eino Kreva is that you shouldn't view it as a full-fledged Kedusha, but the only thing is that the Heichi Timtzeh of the Kedusha cannot be fulfilled, because it's only Chetzio. But it doesn't affect the Kedusha. The Kedusha remains intact. He says, no, since the Heichi Timtzeh of the fulfilling of the Kedusha is not possible, so the Kedusha itself is batal, because the Kedusha is a Kedusha for this thing, for Mizbeach. And once it's ain't a nearest, the whole Kedusha's bottle. Okay? That's what I think, Rashi. Like, for instance, in the case of Baal Mom. What? Right. Baal Mom. Mom over. So that's the case where the Kedusha's there. And right now, Mizbeach is not possible because it has a Mom over. But the Kedusha remains intact. And as soon as the Mom is gone, so the Kedusha is reinstated. So. What? Right. So you see, by a Baal Mom, such a thing is possible. That the Kedusha remains intact, but the only thing is that the fulfillment of Mizbeach is not possible because you can't bring the Baal Mom to Mizbeach. So the moment the Mom is over, so then it's reinstated, and it's Kashlum Mizbeach. So that's what Rashi's saying over here. Okay? That you can't divide the Kedusha from the realization of the Kedusha. That the Kedusha and the realization of Kedusha are one phenomenon, one entity. So the moment the realization is not possible, the whole Kedusha is bottled. Okay? So the Kedusha can't go nowhere, so the Kedusha is reduced to Kedusha's Damim, which has the objective of the Kedusha's Mizbeach. Yeah. See, I think the thing is like this. The problem is that we're making a mistake between two priors. Prior in time and prior in concept. Okay? In other words, in time, you're right, you can't work it out. Because if the Kedusha is a Guf Eschal, and they tell me about Saint Aroy, so it's a contradiction. But there's a prior in order. You see, there's a prior in order, which is a logical prior. And in that prior, you have like this. You have that he's Magdish the Behemah, okay, which is the first thing he does. But then, since half a behemoth cannot be nikrav al gabe hamizbeach, so that kedusha comes to a standstill. The implementation of the kedusha is impossible, so it can't be expressed. So, in concept, you have kedusha, you have a magdish, and then you have the impossibility to realize that hegdish. That's in logical order. So in that sense, the Hegdish is Chal. You see? Do you follow what I mean? So that's why the Hegdish is Chal, but the only thing is that it's converted into a Kedusha's Dhamma. Because the way it's Chal is in terms of the logical order, not an order in Zman. In Zman, you're right. In Zman, it's not possible. Because it's simultaneous. How could it be Chal? I mean, it's a Tatir Sasri. But in Zman, it's a Tati de Sasri. But in concept, it's not. Because the order is that he's Magdish the thing, and Kedusha is Nitfas. The only thing is that the problem is that the designation cannot be realized. So that's a secondary process. So it's secondary in terms of order. And that's why it's Chal, but it can't be realized, and it's converted to Kedusha's own. What Rashi is saying is that over here by Tamura, that it's Machmas Kedusha Dechuyabah. Of course, you might say no. That what? That over there, the problem was it was really Kedusha Guf. But the Kedusha Guf, because it ran into a because it ran into a dead end, so it was converted to Kedusha Dhamma. So, but over here, when he makes a Tamura, so the whole Hegdish is a Kedusha Guf. It starts over again. And over here, it won't run into any difficulty. Because over here, it's not a behema that's a fetzia, belongs to another shittuf. It's the whole behema. So therefore, you'll think that the tamur will be able to, the tamur will not be kiyotzbar, the tamur will be nikrav, agam mizbeach. So kamash malon, no, you don't say that. You don't go by the initial, you don't say that the initial hegdish is going to be chal, and the same process is going to go on in the tamura. But the tamura goes by the status of the behema at the time that you make the tamura. So in Tmura, you're not duplicating processes that went on in the original behemah. But in Tmura, you're simply making a Tmura for the Chefza Shel behemah that at the time you're Mamer. Okay, that's Rashi. Okay? And since it was the Chuya, so at the time you were Mamer, was the Kedusha's Dhamma. That's a Rashi. Okay? Okay, so we went over the Rashi, Mikach Kedusha Dechuya Basa. And we reinterpret it. It's not simply Kedusha's Dhamma, but Kedusha Dechuya means that there's a Kedusha with a Tartar Asasri. In other words, there's a Kedusha's Aguf, but there's a Ma'akev. So that's why it's Osa Tamura. Because if it was simply Kedusha's Dhamim, then it wouldn't be Osa Tamura. But the Havamin is the same way. That when he's Magdish it as a Tamura, is he Magdish it like the same process all over again? If it's the same process all over again, so then it'll be Telfes Bakula, because there's no Makev here. Or is it the existing condition now, which is the Tata Desasar? Okay. I think simply the question is like this. In Balei Chayim, it's a different kind of Kedusha. It's Kaddish La'avodah. It's really, if the Torah wouldn't tell us there's such a thing, you wouldn't even know there's such a thing. That it's Kaddish La'avodah. But Avodah itself is a Mekaddish, is an intrinsic phenomenon. That Avodah is Mekaddish. So the fact that something can be Kaddish La'avodah is itself a Kiddush. So in the case of Balei Chayim, you're saying it's Kaddish La'avodah. So therefore, if the avodah is impossible now, so it doesn't necessarily mean that the kiddush is butl, because it still is kaddish lavodah, and then whatever you need, if you supply it, so it'll be reinstated. But that's in Balei Chayim, where the kiddush is kiddush lavodah. But where the avodah is makadish, that's an intrinsic phenomenon. So that by shchut in everybody's mother. Because the avodah definitely creates designations. And once the designation is created, then if it's it can't exist if it's dechuya. But in kaddish la'avodah, that's a different kind of a concept. It's kaddish for avodah. So now avodah is not possible. So then, I mean, if avodah becomes possible because of some other reason, so then it's okay. Then it's good. It's kaddish for a process. But avodah creates designations intrinsically. Is what Rashi is saying is that yesh teres dichui, yesh dichui b'damim. That it's that in the other ones he's talking about the character of the hegdish, the character of the magdish. So that's a different category. But over here he's talking about the gufa behema. In terms of the gufa behema, it's true there was a maisa magdish. But the Maisa Magdish could never be realized in the Gufa Behema. But what would be realized in the Gufa Behema? The Kedusha's Dhamim. So you might say that there's no such thing as Dichui if the Gufa Behema never was subject to carbon. That's Rashi's last lashon. So this is Allah in the Gufa Behema. Yesh Dichui B'Dhamim means, as far as the Gufa Behema is concerned, you can't argue that it was ever l'mizbeach. The gufa behema never was l'mizbeach. Gufa behema was always done. Okay? That's the difference. That's the third one. If there was, which means is yesh teres dichui b'davar she'en hakadosh el ladamav, he means in terms of the gufa behema. Kiganzu she'metchil lo ekdishu el ladameha, she'timocha v'yikdishu d'mei chetsha. It means in terms of the Gufa Behema. So in terms of the Gufa Behema, you might say that there's only Dichui where the Gufa Behema was Hukdash Likarev. That's what he's saying. Okay? All right, so what? In other words, there's an attribute of Guf that's Nitfas in terms of a Maisa Magdish. So your Maisa Magdish is on an attribute of the Guf. So it's Nitfas in the attribute of the Guf. But what is the Besara Behema? Is the Besar Behema l'mizbeach, or the Besar Behema is the Dhamim? So that's Yesh Dichui B'Dhamim. That the Besar Behema over here is Dhamim. You can't say the Besar Behema is translated into Mizbeach. Even though there was a Kedushas Mizbeach, which is Tofes, the attribute of Guf. But that's a different thing. And that's why it's Osa Tmura. because the attribute of guf was nitfas in a maisa hegdish. In the guf ha-behema, the attribute of tata disasri exists. So that's why it's also tomorrow. Because the attribute of hegdish and the attribute of impossibility of being mekayim. Yes. By guf rash means the besar behema. The besar behema really is dumb. The besar behema you can't say is the mizbeach. It's carbon. So shmamine balachayim nidachem in taisvus. So in nitchu yitchul olam, that's the case in the that's our case that, that you don't say when you take the other half that now the kedusha, the initial kedushas magdish should be chal. Okay, but if you say that what that balachayim is einam nidachem. So according to that mandamar, when he schos of a loka chetzia, so he goes and takes the other half. So now the original kedusha will be chal on the whole behema. So what does it mean? It means the kedusha is waiting there. It means like the in other words, the kedusha finds an obstruction, so it can't be realized, but it is not considered dochli. And it waits until it finds an opening, so it could be chal. So, yeah. So what is the chiddush of Balei Chayim? It means because it's the kedusha of the magdish. It's still tied to the magdish. So the magdish, kedusha's magdish is different. So the magdish is he wants to magdish this behemoth. So he creates a certain kedusha of a magdish. So the kedusha of a magdish is waiting to be chal. It's true. It's right now it can't be chal because of the fact that it's not possible to bring it to mizbeach. But the kedusha's magdish is omeid, and the moment the obstruction is removed, the ma'akev is removed. So the kedusha's magdish will be chal on the whole thing. So that's different than shchutim, because in shchutim it's simply a chalos kedusha. But over here, talking about the kedusha, some magdish, which is a different kind of a kedusha. I mean, that's what Tesh is saying. And if the kedusha is a magdish, so it waits until it has the ability to be chal. Yes, ma'am. Oh, so right now you can only be mocher and daman.
You can be mocher. You mean it only is chosen in there and if it's before you mocha?
Yes, correct.
Ma'akev the sale, in other words.
Right.
So allows you to remove the kedusha, but it doesn't.
In other words, what you're saying is that there's a kedusha with a ma'akev. Right? So you're saying that the kedusha, the resolution of the kedusha with a ma'akev is damim. In other words, pediya. Could be poda the kedusha. Now, once you poda the kedusha, so now you can go and you could be kona another behema with that daman.
So the chiyur is considered like
padiyah. Like padiyah, right? But the actual makadesh, the actual magdish, is not considered that it's a butl. It's not considered. It's not considered nitcha. The other side is not simply a ma'akev, but the actual kedusha was nitcha me'alam mizbeach. So once it was nitcha me'alam mizbeach, now it can't become roy anymore. Now it's not possible to become roy anymore. So the question boils down to kedusha's magdish, where there is a ma'akev, and the kedusha's magdish, is that considered that the kedusha is kedusha with a ma'akev? Or do we say no, that since there's kedusha there, so it's considered dochli. It's considered dochli. If you say it's kedusha with a ma'akev, so then, I mean, as soon as you remove the ma'akev, so it'll be chal. But if you say the kedusha is dechuya, so once it's dechuya, so now it's in a roi mizbeach already, because once it's dochli ma'al mizbeach, so it can't become roi anymore mizbeach. But by shchuta, everybody holds that it's dochli. By shchut, everybody holds that it is considered dochli. Once considered dochli, malam is beach, then it's dochli l'olam. There's a shame dochli. There's a shame dachui. Over here, by Kedushas Magdash, it's not a shame dachui. It's simply a ma'akev. But it's not a shame dachui. It never became realized to the point where it can have a shame dachui. It's just something intervened and prevented it from its actualization and its realization. So by a magdash, we say that the magdash, the dasa magdash, is that it should be chal, that in any way possible. So, for instance, there's a ma'akev, so his das is, that it's still the fellow's kedusha should still take place wherever it's possible. It doesn't matter in his das, but I mean that's descriptively. So it means there's no shame dechia on a das magdish. Das magdish is wherever it could be chal. So therefore, if there's a ma'akev, so it means that it's a temporary ma'akev. But it's not a kedusha that lends itself, that's realized, that has a realization of dechia. In other words, the kedushas is still tied to the magdish over here. Once you have Mizbeach, it's not tied to anybody. It's not tied to any Das Magdish. But over here, it's still tied to the Das Magdish. So the question is, if it's tied to the Magdish, is that enough of a realization to create a Chalos Shem Dechuya? That's the question. Because it's still tied to the Magdish. But once it's not tied to the Magdish anymore, but simply there's a Chalos of a designation of Mizbeach, then there's no question that once it's Dechuya, so it's the Chuyah Malam Mizbeach, it can't become Roy. Can't become Roy once again. Okay? What? Yeah, so what does it mean? Dichui Meikara. So Dichui Meikara means it's an incipient Kedusha. Right? I mean, the Kedusha really was never actualized. It was an initiation of Kedusha. But the Kedusha itself was never able to be realized. But nevertheless, a Kedusha that's just initiated is also subject to the Shem Kedusha, even though it's an incipient phenomenon. I mean, that's the way, that's what Teisa Rashi is saying. In other words, that you might think that only a Kedusha that's realized is subject to Dichui, but if it never was actualized, it doesn't lend itself to Dichui. Kamash Malon, no, that it does lend itself to Dichui. Okay? I mean, the question is, in other words, when is Dichui Me'alam Mizbeach, so you can't bring it back anymore. Right? But if the thing is not Bishleim Musa, it hasn't, so the Shem Dichui is lacking insofar as the thing is lacking in its full existence. So therefore, since the thing is lacking, so the Shem Dichui should be lacking as well. That's a different chakira. Yeah, and the other side holds that the dechia b'miktzas is nitfas. So if the dechia b'miktzas is nitfas, so you can't be mashlim it anymore. Because what are you going to be mashlim? It was nitfas b'miktzas. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's, in other words, it's kaddish for the shame karbon. It's kaddish for the shame karbon. That's what it's kaddish for. So if it's Balei Chayim, so it's a chalos and it's kaddish and shame for the shame karbon. So that's a different kind of a kedusha than a designation, an intrinsic designation from Mizbeach. It's a kedusha that's kaddish for the shame karbon. Okay, so the third thing is what? The third thing is that there's one mandama that holds. They only say dichui when it's in the gufa behema. And the gufa behema, not in the Chalos Shem of the behema, but in the gufa behema. When the gufa behema is really omer l'mizbeach physically, so then we could say dichui. But if it's physically omer l'damim, so it's not yet what? I mean, it's not yet considered fully l'mizbeach, the gufa. It's just a designation for mizbeach. But it's not legufa l'mizbeach, so therefore the shame dochui will not be chal. So the shame dochui will not be chal. Okay? All right. So that's Teis Kasha. Teis Kasha is that the reason why the Kedusha is dam and mischal here is not because of pedia, but because of the dichui meikara. Because the Kedusha finds an obstruction, a ma'akev, so that's why it results in damim. So the moment you say dichui meikara, you ipso facto saying dichui b'damim, because that's how it became the Kedusha's damim, because of the fact that it ran into a ma'akev. Okay? So why do you have to say, why do you have to break it down to two things? It's both the same thing. Okay? In other words, zevach rishonim to'eva is not ma'akev v'chalos. It's not ma'akev v'chalos. The chalos is good. The only thing is that you can't, so it's a zevach rishonim. But the only thing is that the realization of being ma'akev is impossible. Because it's to'eva. So what?
Why isn't it
done? Okay, so that's the story. So over here, so the Kedusha says the reason why it doesn't become Kedusha is because the shame to wave on the Bema. So it's Dichui Meikara, because the initial designation did not allow itself to be expressed. And we don't say when he's Chozabo that Dichui is only Dichui Meikara. It never was realized. So therefore, the shame dichui is not really realized. So now it's chosabos, and now it should be kosher. So we don't say that. So you see that you have dichui meikara, even though what? It's not a dichui b'daman. Even though the gufa, it's not because the gufa behema is not omed l'mizbeach, but omed l'damav, because over here the gufa behema is omed l'mizbeach. So, since the Gufa Behemah is almost Be'ach, the only reason why it's what? It's not going to be Roy again, is because the Dichui Meikar, an incipient Kedusha, which hasn't been realized, is what? Is Dachui. And even though it's in the Gufa Behemah, according to the text, Yesh Dichui B'dam is an intrinsic concept. That really, what should happen is if you didn't say dichui b'damim, so then what would you have? So you'd have that the vlad would be nikrav. Where's it coming? Where's the magdish? Where's the magdish? There's no magdish over here. But the answer is the magdish is the kedusha d'chuya of the Dhamman. That's the Magdish. The Kedusha Dechuy of the Dhamman. I mean, in other words, what? No, he's right. In other words, like this. That really, when you say that it's, when you say, Amafish Nekevel of Pesach, so what does it mean? So it can't be, a Pesach is not born a Kevel. So therefore, what happens is, that it's translated, the Chia translates it into a Kedusha's Dhamma. But the Kedusha's Dhamma is considered a Kedusha that's Dechuya. That's why it became a Kedusha's Dhamma, because it contains the concept of Dechuya. So the shame Dechuya is enough of a shame Mizbeach to passel it. Just the shame Dechuya is enough of a shame Mizbeach to passel it. Do you follow? That's what Tesh is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. Because you see, it's a machlaikis. And it's a machlaikis tanoim. According to one Tana, you can't do it because it's, since it's the chuya, so it's nitchali olam, and yesh dichui b'damim. According to the other Tana, you can. The zachar, how are you marking the zachar, though? Where was the hegdish? What was magdish the zachar? There never was a maisa magdish. But the answer is the Kedusha Dechuya in the Kedusha Dechuya is the Magdish. Because of the fact that it's a Kedusha's Dhamim, which is a result of Dechuya, so Mizbeach is in there. Mizbeach is in there, in the shame of Dechuya. In the shame of Dechuya. I mean, that's what it is. Yesh dichui b'damim in Taisus means that where is the dichui b'damim? It means that since the damim is a kedusha dechuya, it is a result of a kedusha dechuya. So, in that shame of kedusha dechuya, the dichui me'alam is beiches li'olam. So the question is, will the vlad become a kosher carbon Pesach? So if you say that kedusha dechuya, and that would be the magdish actually, the fact that it's a kedusha dechuya. So in the concept of domim is kedusha, because it's the concept of domim is kedusha dechuya. So the concept of kedusha lies within the concept of domim. So therefore, that will render the vlad a kadosh. If you don't say, there's a dichui b'domim. In other words, if you don't say because it's really domim, and the fact that it was just a kedusha, the only has a shame kedusha, so that shame kedusha is not subject to dichui. I mean that's the way you'd say. So then the vlog would become kadosh. Which way is that? If you say the dhamma is intrinsically dichui, because the nature of the dhammim is a kedusha dechuya.
Uh-huh. So why did the wait for it to get a mold? We'll start the kedusha dhamma.
The kedusha. What Thais is saying is that the kedusha's dhammim is a kedusha dechuya, because since in a keva can't be a pesach. So, and he's magdish in the keva, so it's converted into a kedushas damim, which is a kedusha dechuya from mizbeach. But it never was a moment when it was royal mizbeach. It's just the definition of kedushas damim contains the idea of dechuya. So that once it has that shame, then it'll be always pasul mizbeach. That's what Tesh is saying.
And that,
in other words, that it's not that it was. It's not that at one point it was, so to speak, not in time but in concept. It was royalim. It was mugdish l'mizbeach. It never was mugdish l'mizbeach. But the nature of such a magdish is that he's magdish l'mizbeach. There's a ma'isa magdish l'mizbeach, and it's dechuya to domim. So in dechuya to domim contains the concept of mizbeach. And once it has that concept of mizbeach, so then it's the chuyah l'olam. Now it can never become royal mizbeach again.
And that's not
dichui meikar. It's dichui in the shem mizbeach, which resides in the kedushas damim that's the chuyah. That's what Tashi is saying. The shem mizbeach that resides in the kedushas damim that's the chuyah becomes the chuyah me'alam mizbeach, and it can never be royal again. That's what Tesh is saying. So the question was, it was Hill's question. The question was that why don't you say that since you have dichui meikara, so how do you know dichui bedamin? Because you could always say it's a dichui meikara. But the answer is like this. The answer is that Rashi says, you've got to learn Rashi properly. Yesh dichui bedamin. Yesh taras dichui bedamin shein akadosh elu ledamav. Ganzu shem achilu legdisha elu ledamel. So what it means is like this, that really the kedusha is purely kedusha's damin. Because Metzchila was only Kaddish L'damav, because it's Kaddish L'shetimacha. But now, so where's the Tchiyah Me'alam Mizbeach? So the Tchiyah Me'alam Mizbeach is in the Shem Chetzia La'ola. Since it has a Shem Chetzia La'ola, and it can't be Nikrav Kula, so that halacha, that Shem, that Chaloy Shem gives it a Shem Dochi Me'alam Mizbeach. So, therefore, you see, but that shame is only a dichui meikara, because it really is, in that shame itself, it's only a dichui meikara, because it's a chetzial mizbeach, but it's immediately dochui. So, the shame, in the shame of the dochui, it's a shame of dochui meikara. So, that's why you know that dochui meikara, in general, is going to be dochui. And kal v'chomer, in the case like Avodah Zarah. Because if where it's a kedushas damim, and the dechiyah me'alam mizbeach takes place only because of the shame dochui, and the shame dochui is a shame dochui meikro, so kal v'chomer a real shame dochui meikro. Okay. Now he has to let you hear the halacha of yesh dichui b'damim alone, because there is because every case of dichui b'damim is not necessarily a case of dochui meikro. And that's what Teisha says, the case of Pesach. Because the Zohar, really, there is no shame in the Zohar of Dochei Meikra. Because the Zohar is royally Kariv. So where did the Zohar get the shame Dochli Meikro? From the Kedushas Daman that was transferred from the mother. So you see that the Kedushas Daman that's transferred from the mother, which contains a shame of Dochli Meikro, even in a behemoth where it's not Dochli Meikro, it still works because it's Yesh Dichli B'Dam Malon, and the shame Dam Malon is enough. Okay?